God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So if you want to make progress today, Deuteronomy chapter 17, it is your chapter, it is your text, because the Bible talks about progress, not in that word, but very clearly that is what the Bible is talking about. God is giving the children of Israel a heads up regarding the land into which they are coming. It's called the promised land because God had promised it to Israel. And the premise of success of any kind is that God gives and God determines what that will be. So for instance, verse 14 of Deuteronomy 17 says, "When thou art come into the land," and notice the certainty of that statement. God says, "I've given you this land and you're going to go into it. And when you come," not if, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, "and shalt possess it and shalt dwell therein and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Then," it goes on to say, "you will take the king whom the Lord thy God shall choose." He should be a brother, not a stranger. And verse 16 says, "But he shall not multiply horses to himself." There's the important part. "Nor cause the people to return to Egypt to the end that," that is, this is the reason, "he should multiply horses, for as much as the Lord hath said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way." So look, it doesn't matter how fast I'm going, how rich I am, how healthy I am, how much people applaud what I'm doing. If I'm going in the wrong direction, that can never be progress. Progress is not merely the opposite of static, that is being still. Progress is going in the right direction at whatever speed, that's going in the right direction. So notice, for instance, the contrast between coming to the land in verse 14 and return to Egypt in verse 16. God's one consuming heartbeat was that they not go back where they'd come from. To go back is not to make progress. Over and over again in Deuteronomy, God says, "I'm going to take care of you in Canaan just like I brought you out of Egypt and took care of you when you came out of Egypt." Egypt was a memory that was to encourage them about progress and going in the direction that God had them to go. Verse 17, the Bible says the king should not multiply wives to himself, that his heart not turn away. So in contrast to turning away from God's way, verse 19 says he's to take the word of the law that he may keep them, learn them and fear God and keep all the words of this law. You're keeping in the right direction. Verse 20 says that a king's heart was not to be lifted up above his brethren nor turn aside from the commandments of God, right hand or the left hand. Instead, he was to do right that he may prolong his days in the kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Now it's interesting because Israel throughout the Old Testament is talking about a person, Jacob. It's a name, a person. And then the children of Israel, which is a nation, but it's called the children of Israel because they were all the offspring of Jacob. They were the children of Israel. And then I can't remember where, but at some point it becomes a designation of not just a nation, but a place, this property, this land in the midst of Israel. So progress is always determined by your reference to God. Are you following God or is God in your rearview mirror? When it comes to kings, whatever they did was going to be a great influence on the rest of the nation. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 28, the Bible says, "And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt." Why was God intent on a king not having a harem and a lot of horses and silver and gold? Now, apart from the fact that polygamy is wrong and greed is wrong, the whole purpose was God did not want them being drawn back to Egypt, and that's exactly what happened. The horses were brought out of Egypt. Chapter 11, verse 1 of 1 Kings. "But King Solomon loved many strange women." Doesn't mean they were weird. It means they didn't belong to God. They shouldn't belong to Solomon. "Together with the daughter of Pharaoh." And these wives, the Bible goes on to say, turned Solomon's heart from the Lord, just as he predicted that they would. Well, why did Solomon marry the daughter of Pharaoh? Probably because Pharaoh was not going to attack his own son-in-law. So a lot of horses and great harem and a lot of silver and gold, was that good? No. Apart from obvious reasons, primarily because these things turned his heart away from God and therefore he led people in turning away from God. In Acts, Stephen is delivering a very powerful message to those who were, you know, very national, but they had left following Jehovah because they rejected the Messiah that God had sent. And Stephen says, speaking of the children of Israel, in their hearts, turn back to Egypt. Now, Jew or Gentile, that's something very possible for someone who belongs to God to do today. Turn back away from God and back toward Egypt, back towards the world. Now, I'm a skier of sorts, and the fall line is the point at which gravity begins to exert itself on your ski tips. So If the fall line is straight ahead of me, it means right ahead of me is progressing downhill. If I want to stop, be static, I turn my skis left and right across the fall line. They're not pointing up and down. They're pointing left to right. The moment I commit my ski tips to the fall line, the moment I turn my skis to point downhill, gravity is going to do what gravity always does. It's going to pull my skis down that mountain and be atop them at increasing speed. Now, it doesn't matter how beautifully I ski for 3 seconds. It doesn't matter how fast I end up skiing. It doesn't matter. If it's the wrong trail, then it's not progress. I'm going the wrong direction at 50 miles an hour. And it's not to say that I can't change course. It is to say the longer I stay on that trail, the faster I go, and the more off-ramps become diminished. So gravity is pulling me towards the fall line, towards the bottom of the mountain. The question this morning is, toward what are the things you allow in your life pulling you? To what and to whom? Progress is always determined by your reference to God. So what about your habits, your decisions, your interests, your priorities? To what are these pulling you? The whole point that God was making is you're coming into the land, the midst of Israel, the land I've promised. That's progress because you're following me. Don't turn back to Egypt. That is not progress. It doesn't matter how many horses are there, how beautiful the wives, how expensive the horses, how much the silver or gold. That's not progress. So what about your habits? You know, you probably don't even know about your habits because there are things that you do rather automatically, but your phone knows. When your phone suggests something to you because of what you always do, it means that your phone probably knows you better than your mama and maybe better than yourself. Are your habits pulling you toward God or are they pulling you away from God? No matter how much efficiency you may be gaining, if it's not pulling you towards God, it's not progress. What about your decisions? Now, this is not to say if you make one wrong decision, oh, I'm falling out of the will of God and you can never turn back. I think we can go to seed on that. But the other side is don't think that any decision is small and doesn't matter because it does. All it takes is gravity and time to fulfill what the decision points you towards, just like skis down a mountain. So the decisions you make today, it's important. You know, I've come to the conclusion we aren't wise enough to know what is important and what is not. And that's why it's important that we do the right thing with small things every day, decisions, interests. Now, some interests may not be intrinsically wrong, but are they pulling you towards God or are they frittering away your life? I think all of us need diversions, you know, things that help us relax, recharge our brain, rejuvenate. There are things I enjoy. I enjoy mountains, you may have guessed. I love them in my gizzard. I love them and I love big country. But that's not as important as knowing the truth of God's word because one is progress intrinsically and one is a distraction. What about your priorities? That is things you do prior to anything else. You know, we may say, well, my priority is God. The question is, what do your actions show, not what does your mouth say? In 1 Timothy 6, the Bible says that God has given us richly all things to enjoy. So it's not that things are always intrinsically wrong, but any of them can become intrinsically wrong when they pull me from God, because that is not progress. So the point of gravity is probably where you're standing right now, the fall line with a trail to your left and a trail to your right. You have the word of God on one side and the world, Egypt, represents this on the other side. Then the question is, which route will you choose? You may not think you're choosing, but your habits, your decisions, your interests, your priorities, your life are going to pull you one way or the other. Progress is what we want, but progress is always determined by a reference and a relationship to God.